During election season in North Florida, voters can't go far without tripping over one campaign sign or another. But this year, the art of one candidate in particular is standing out. I'm Kate Payne. On a busy intersection in politically engaged Tallahassee, campaign signs are as much a part of the landscape as the live oak trees. Some panhandle voters may have noticed a different kind of sign this year. They're hand-painted with bold colors on a blank background reading Walt Dartland, Congressional District 2. There are more than 100 of these homemade signs scattered across the district, but they're not from the Democrat himself. Initially, Dartland didn't want campaign signs, but supporter Herb Shelton started making them anyway.
That's what I did. I just went ahead and started doing that. And I know he wasn't on board, but it's like, well, I want this man to be my representative.
Shelton makes the signs in his backyard using recycled materials from bygone campaigns and leftover paint, even drafting his own Walt Dartland campaign slogans.
Protect Social Security. I had another one that said protect our water. I put another message on his sign that said trusted experience.
After seeing Shelton's signs, fellow supporter Pat Kane Prescott got involved as well. With her graphic arts experience, Kane Prescott's work is a bit more inspired.
Right now I'm doing Day of the Dead, some skeletons. I've done some caricatures of Walt. And, you know, I have noticed I have had some, well, at least one, has disappeared. So I guess that's a good thing. Somebody liked it enough to take it.
For Kane Prescott, the signs reflect Dartland's policies, like protecting the environment and keeping big money out of politics. And, she says, the signs speak for themselves, asking who puts in this kind of work for another candidate. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.